Thanks for joining us for this daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. I'm Arthur Jackson, and I titled our reading, Empty Hands. Robert was embarrassed when he showed up for a breakfast meeting and realized he had forgotten his wallet. It bothered him to the point that he pondered whether he should eat at all or simply get something to drink. After some convincing from his friend, he relaxed his resistance. He and his friend enjoyed their entrees, and his friend gladly paid the bill. Perhaps you can identify with this dilemma or some other situation that puts you on the receiving end. Wanting to pay our own way is normal, but there are occasions when we must humbly receive what's graciously being given. Some kind of payback may have been what the younger son had in mind in Luke 15, 17 through 24, as he contemplated what he would say to his father. "I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants." Hired servant? His father would have had no such thing. In his father's eyes, he was a much loved son who'd come home. As such, he was met with a father's embrace and an affectionate kiss. What a grand gospel picture. It reminds us that by Jesus' death, he revealed a loving father who welcomes empty-handed children with open arms. One hymn writer expressed it like this: "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 15, verses 17 to 24. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." Let's pray. God of heaven, you spared not your own son, Jesus. You freely gave him for us all. Have mercy on us. We bring nothing to commend ourselves to you. Our hands are empty. Fill our hearts with faith in you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.